Well, hello and welcome. You are listening to the Music and Ministry Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Reed. Well, we thank you again for joining us today as we begin to discuss the topic of songwriting. And not everybody is a songwriter, but almost every single church on the planet is using songs in some format in order to worship. So as we begin to dive into this, I would encourage you, even if you've never written a song in your life and don't plan on it, to go ahead and listen and pay attention, because you will at some point run into the people that are the creatives, or possibly be the pastor or be the leader of these people. And you want to know how to unlock the gifts on the inside of them. You also want to know how to deal with some of the issues and just help them get unstuck or to move forward in the call that they have on their life. You know, as we begin to talk about worship leading, worship songwriting, we need to figure out, okay, what is a worship song and how does that differ from just a song? Because in Matthew 5, Jesus is talking about how there are people that are worshiping, but they're actually wasting their time. And he's actually quoting Isaiah, who is speaking for the Lord at the time as a prophet in the Old Testament. And he says this, he says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain, they worship me." Now, that's kind of a harsh statement, because in vain means that you're literally wasting your time or it's coming to nothing. And I think it's kind of funny that as we talk about, okay, what makes a worship song? Well, you would maybe say honoring God with your words. But the Bible says that's a complete waste of time. The key component is found in that next verse where it says, "But their heart is far from me." So as we're choosing songs, we're looking for, does this song, do these lyrics, does this melody give voice to my heart? Is it the thing that I wanted to say, but I just didn't know how? And if it's not, then that's probably not going to be a good worship song for you or your church. Now, when we're looking for that, you have to search and search and search. And every single worship leader, we're on the journey of, man, I got to find the song. What are the songs of God saying to us, and what is it that I want to say to the Lord? But there's also a gift on so many people in so many churches to generate those songs, to be the writer, to be the one giving voice to the heart. And again, that may not be specifically you, but there will be those people that you will have on your team who have that gift, who have that call. And you as a church may have that gift, may have that call. And so I would always encourage you to write your own songs simply for the purpose of, you're going to know your heart better than anyone else. So for us in Nashville, as we write songs, we're writing from our heart, hoping that it's going to connect with yours. And there'll be, you know, maybe 1,000 songs, maybe 10,000 songs that we'll write, and maybe only one of those will stick. Whereas the songs that you write, potentially, hopefully, those will all come from your heart and they will mean more to you, even if they're not maybe as good, because it's your heart being released toward the Lord. So really, that's our first jumping off spot once we start talking about songwriting, is you need to know then what's in your heart. Because for most people, they're living relatively hard-hearted or living from a place of just saying the right thing. We have this church ease, if you will, that we speak. And so we say phrases, but we don't even necessarily know what they mean. It sounds right, so that's what we do. Usually when I start a session of songwriting in a workshop or sitting down with somebody, I always just start ask them, okay, what's in your heart? And that's kind of a vague phrase, and some people get that and some people don't, but I'd say, I'll ask people this question: what is it about God that's amazing to you? And the answer to that question is different, and different times and different seasons of your life, you'll think things are more important or less important based on the circumstances. But for a lot of people, they're just so enamored with the idea, man, God is so gracious to me, and he has forgiven me, and his forgiveness of all the things that I've done, he's still there. Well, there you go. That's the beginning of your song. That's what's in your heart. And so then you write that down on a piece of paper, and you just say that God would forgive me is amazing. And from there, you start to then put words to that. Okay, why is that amazing? What did you do? And you're like, well, I've done some really bad stuff. Okay, write that down. I've done some really bad stuff. How did you feel when you did those things? And you say, well, at the time I felt really good, but then I realized this wasn't the right place. And I was like, okay, well, write that down. And then you start thinking about ways to express that in your song. How do you put words to that? How does that feel? What is the if you were to close your eyes and that was playing a movie, what would the sound of that be? Would it be real bouncy and lightly? I felt terrible. Well, maybe. Or it could be kind of sad. And then you start developing that and working that and working that out to the point where what you have to say in your song is a reflection of what you had in your heart. So that really is the beginning and the end as far as writing worship songs. Because if you're not expressing your heart to begin with, no amount of tips or tricks or melodies or other things that we can do production-wise is going to then lead you to, oh, now I'm expressing my heart. And that what the Bible says, again, Jesus said, that's the difference between singing and worshiping. So the next challenge that you're going to run into is that your heart is different from every other person's heart on the planet. And so when you sing this song or you say, hey, what about these words? They're going to mean so much to you. And a lot of songwriters struggle because when they say them, they're hoping that you're going to connect as well. And when they don't, they become frustrated or become angry because it means so much. It's so personal to them. So that is really the next challenge is if you want to be writing worship songs for other people to worship to, you have to keep that in mind that you're not just expressing your heart. You're using language and terms and making logical sense so that other people can wrap their heart around what it is that you had to say and say, yes, me too. And that doesn't mean that you don't write those songs, because some of those songs are very important just for yourself. And I have so many songs that really a lot of the songs that mean the most to me of all the ones that I've written have been those kind of songs where it was like, man, this is how I was feeling. And I was able to get out my emotion of it all. But when I've tried to lead those songs in a corporate setting, they've just fallen flat. And I'm still learning, what is the difference between a corporate worship song, songs that everybody can latch a hold of, and what are personal worship songs? And they're both important, but so many people are trying to get their personal songs into a corporate setting and then feeling resistance from leadership, feeling resistance from the congregation, like, oh, well, you just don't get it. And then they become offended or get upset. Well, you don't like my song. You don't like me. You don't like my emotion. And that's just because we're trying to fit the wrong thing into the wrong place. Well, that sound means that it's time for us to wrap things up. But this week, I want to encourage you, go ahead and spend some time just getting your heart out on pen and paper, getting it out through sound, because great worship songs begin and end by expressing your heart. As always, if there's anything that we can do for you, please don't hesitate to drop us a line, musicandministryconference@gmail.com. You can also look us up on the internet at musicandministry.co, where we have a bunch of great articles and other resources for you. Until next time, this is Stephen Reed, and we'll see you soon.